Side Hustle Show 309. This is Side Hustle Coaching. How can I 10X my current business? Featuring the return of Don the Idea Guy. What's up? What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, because the best ideas aren't visible until you're already in motion. I'm excited to share one listener who's taken a lot of action this year in building his side hustle, and that is Nico Mendoza from NicoIndustries.com. He runs a really cool business in the 3D printing niche that today has two main revenue streams. The first is selling digital files for masks and helmets and costume armor inspired by well-known comic book characters, where customers can print out their own physical products of these at home with their own 3D printers. The second revenue stream is a Patreon campaign where fans of Nico can pay him monthly for behind-the-scenes access and some members-only content. Currently, those two revenue streams combine to earn around $2,000 a month in ballpark numbers, but Nico told me he had the goal of 10xing that income in the next year. So to help me brainstorm ways to get that done, I invited Don the Idea Guy back to the program for this special coaching episode. You might remember Don with creative powers beyond those of mere mortals. Don is a fan favorite of Side Hustle Nation, and as per the usual, he delivers some great suggestions for Nico in this call. If you want more Don, definitely check him out at dontheideaguy.com. As you listen in, we're going to talk traffic generation and revenue generation for Nico's business, but I'm confident you'll find some parallel opportunities to pursue in your own business too. Notes and links for this one are at sidehustlenation.com/Nico. That's N-I-K-K-O. And you can check out his site at nicoindustries.com. Now, 3D printing, not that I expect you to start a 3D printing business, but 3D printing, like every other topic we cover on the show, is a skill that's learnable through education and practice. If you're ready to step up your skills, I encourage you to check out our sponsor, Skillshare.com. Skillshare is the online, on-demand learning community that now has more than 20,000 classes in just about every topic you can think of, all taught by industry experts and insiders. Of course, I recommend you practice just-in-time learning by picking the ones that are going to make the greatest impact on your bottom line. Visit Skillshare.com/sidehustle for 2 months of unlimited access for just 99 cents. Again, that deal for Side Hustle Show listeners is at Skillshare.com/sidehustle. This edition of the Side Hustle Show is also brought to you by FreshBooks. I rely on FreshBooks when I need to send an invoice to clients or advertisers. Why? Because it just makes life easier. But you don't have to take my word for it. I'm just one of 10 million customers who trust FreshBooks to help keep their admin and paperwork in check. And 97% of small business owners, myself included, would recommend it to a friend. Visit freshbooks.com/sidehustle to start your 30-day completely free trial today with no credit card required. That's freshbooks.com/sidehustle, and enter the Side Hustle Show in the How Did You Hear About Us section. So before we dive in, let me bring you up to speed on where Nico is currently at with Nico Industries. We mentioned he's in the ballpark of $2,000 a month in income, all on the side from his day job, but there are some other assets the business has at its disposal, namely a YouTube channel with around 1,700 subscribers and a Facebook group, which was around 5,000 members at the time we recorded. So we'll kick this one off with Nico explaining what's driving traffic today, and then Don and I will dive into ways to potentially grow this thing. Ready? Let's do it.
So driving traffic is definitely YouTube. I make videos on my makes or my builds. I show people how I build them, how I put the support structures in, how I print, and then after I print it, how I clean it up, paint it, smooth it out, stuff like that, like putting in the buckles and getting it ready for wearing. I also have a Facebook group. It's very small, 5,000 people at the time of this recording. That's where they follow me. I tell them about the Facebook group in my YouTube video, so they follow me there. Also, I've made some friends on YouTube.
5,000 people is not small, by the way.
Well, I guess. I always thought that it was small because I've seen groups of like 40,000, 60,000. I'm just like, oh, geez. Am I ever going to get there? So I've made some friends on YouTube. Uncle Jesse, shout out to that guy. Super, super nice guy. He also does 3D printed props and armor.
So I was going to say the YouTube channel drives people to the Facebook group and to your website.
Yes. So what he does is he's actually now started making videos of some of the stuff that I make and some of my ideas.
Oh, this other YouTube creator.
Yes, he's also a maker. He's also a creator. And he'll mention, hey, you guys, follow this guy on YouTube. Here's a link to his channel. Follow us on 3D Printed Armor and Weapon Props Facebook group. And then I'll see a giant spike in subscribers and people joining the Facebook group, so on and so forth. So it drives a lot of people to that group where I can directly reach out to them and say, hey, buy my stuff. And then my Instagram is slowly growing. So yeah, those are the main traffic drivers for my website right now.
Okay. Anything Google organic or not so much?
Yeah. So I hired a webmaster to do my SEO. It was kind of like a one-time job thing. I mean, he optimized it. I was up 70% for traffic for that. So SEO, invest in that. I'm glad I did.
Do you have a number of visitors that are hitting the website today or an estimate?
You know, I'm not even sure. But I know for me, my metric that I really follow is my sales per day. I'm at about 3 to 5, sometimes 7 sales per day at about $40 to $100 range every day. So I'm making about $120, $80 a day consistently.
So one of the levers that we can pull is getting more visitors to the page. And if that conversion rate stays constant.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Don, what do you think as far as driving more traffic? Any easy to grasp opportunities here?
Yeah, there's a couple questions I have, Nico. I'm having a lot of fun looking at the store because I'm a comic book geek myself, so I get to see all these great superhero masks. You've already got the animated ninja one from the Caped Crusader, so that's pretty cool. I wondered if you had any kind of memberships. You know, have you sold special access to anyone, or are these all one-off sales when they come into the site?
No. So what I currently have is I have a Patreon, and they get a small thing, like a small helmet. The highest tier I currently have is about $27 a month. Patreon, I use that as a subscription base. So they'll basically get a digital blueprint from me that they can 3D print and download, and they can make it themselves. I give that once a month, and they pay $27 every month. I don't do the whole full suit thing.
So they pay that fee and then they get one download per month. Do you have another level where they get more, or they get more complex printing? They get a private tutorial from you, that kind of thing?
I don't. All my tutorials are free on YouTube. So what I do is I teach them everything that they need to know, post-processing, smoothing, sanding, putting it together, sizing. Oh my gosh, sizing. It's so hard to 3D print something and then poof, it doesn't fit. So I teach them how to do that.
I think that there might be an opportunity there for a tier that would allow a live interaction with you, because there's certainly a lot you can learn from recorded videos. And as you get more questions, you can record more videos and write more instructions out for them. But you know, the Ask Me Anything sessions are really popular for a reason. And to have that live one-to-one access to somebody, I think that could be another revenue generating opportunity for you that is separate and apart from the sale of the files.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea, where you would do maybe like a live stream to the certain people who pay to see it every month. Yeah?
Yep. So you could have set sessions once a month or once a week, whatever you think is the best use of your time and the value to your audience. But you could schedule those sessions and you might see an uptick the week before that session comes on because they want to sign up for a membership in time to attend that live session.
That's not a bad idea.
And then you can record those and make those available to your other Patreon members as well. The recorded sessions are different than the live sessions because they get a chance to participate.
Yeah. Do you think I should put that on YouTube or no?
It depends how you want to access it. I forget. For some reason, I think Patreon was starting a live video stream themselves, but anything that you can do to allow access to select groups, like you could use something like Zoom.us, mm-hmm. Nice video session. You could use a Google Live videos. I'm not sure if you can block people from the YouTube videos or if you're live, everybody can watch. But there are certainly a ton of tools out there that you can use as a gated access to something like this. And I would take advantage of it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna look into more of that. That sounds like a great idea.
So that's one way to get more out of the existing traffic. What do you think as far as getting new eyeballs to discover Nico in the first place?
So there's a couple of ways you increase revenue. One is get more customers. Another one is to sell more to your existing customers. So on the people who come to your website now, do they tend to buy one and then they vanish, or do they come back and buy multiples? Do they buy one entire system, one costume, and then they're done? Or do they come back and buy multiple designs? How does that typically work now?
a lot of them buy multiple suits, actually, because some of them have multiple printers. And so they'll buy one and then they'll finish it. And then they're like, oh, I want another one. And then they have like this man cave full of these comic book costumes like in the movies. But yeah, I have repeat customers for sure.
Okay. So it might be something to do with introducing some sort of frequent buyer program. Kind of like you go to Subway and you buy a couple of sandwiches and then your next one's free. You might be able to work out something with a file that way. If they buy a certain number, then you've got one that's not even available for purchase that they get. You know, some design that maybe you've retired that's been out there and you can't, nobody can even buy it anymore, but you'll make it accessible for them if they made X number of purchases.
Yeah. So maybe like a stamp card after your eighth purchase, you get, you know, your ninth free. And then that would be like an exclusive.
That kind of
only
feel.
If you've bought eight from me, will you get this one?
Yeah, virtual punch card.
Right. You give them a redemption promo code so that it's good for that one design, or you email it to them automatically. There might be something you can set up in an autoresponder that if they've placed X number of orders, then they get this access to this other download.
That's a great idea. Definitely putting that in.
You know, along those lines, do you need anything to incentivize sharing amongst these customers, or like a built-in, I don't know how you track it, but like a referral program, affiliate program for the existing client base?
That's exactly where I was going to go next. Nico, do you have anything like that now?
I don't.
Okay. So there are a lot of tools out there where you can track people's shares and then the response they get from those shares. Things like King Sumo and those pieces of software where it's kind of run like online contests. Those are designed to get more registrations for the user based on the number of shares and the clicks that they generate from their social media shares. I haven't seen anything on the site for any of the designs that say, you know, share with a friend. You could do something involved as if you get 10 links back, you save $10 on a design, or you could simply do access to this design is free if you share it on social media.
This one is kind of tough because you probably don't need to pay for it in a way, because these designs are so unique and so cool that people are probably going to share them anyways without having to do that. But when you make that file delivery, like, hey, once this is all printed, use the hashtag, you know, whatever, Nico Industries, or make sure to tag me.
Actually, you know what? I do. Now that I remember, I do. So what I have people do is after they print it, because they're so excited, I don't have to tell them to share it.
Right, right.
They share. They're like, look what I made. And I say, hey, when you share it, tag me. And then I'll make you a coupon for the shop. So for the next time you purchase, it's 20% off your next purchase.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I did do that. I forgot about that.
Okay. So Nico, something else you might want to consider is watermarking the designs. So I've got this image of the Venom movie mask now. But if I shared that image in social media, no one's really going to know where I got it from. If you just put something in there that's got your web address on it, or download this 3D print file at nicoindustries.com, something like that, it'll go along with the shares.
Yes, it's a great idea. I do it for some photos, but I need to get better at that.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that. It's something that people share images, people share stuff in social media. Your stuff is likely to get shared, but no one's going to know how to find you if your URL at the very least isn't there. But I would say put a call to action in as well. Say like print this file at or download this file at, and include that as well. Just the simple social shares are not on your website, and that people want to tell people about the cool stuff they have. You said you really have no problem getting people to share after they've purchased and printed, but if you can get them to share at the checkout, hey, I just bought this download, it might get people into your system sooner. The other thing I'm thinking is you have such a big social aspect with Comic-Con and the folks who dress up in the cosplay. You should have a photo album on here of people with the social photos that they share. When they tag you, you could just get them to show up in an album here on your website.
Is that possible to where it automatically populates to the website when they share stuff?
Yeah, I think there's all kinds of things that work off the hashtag. So I think that you can specify it based on the hashtag or on your username being tagged. I'm sure there's a WordPress plugin.
Just filter for haters.
Yeah. I mean, if you do it automatically, you're absolutely right. If you do it automatically, you'll have to watch out for inappropriate posts.
Sure.
But for the most part, if you've got an audience that gets you and you're part of that community, if it's a live stream, it's going to go through and pass through maybe before you even notice it anyway. Alternatively, you could always do a screen grab and share them, or you can do the repost and have it feed back into yours, because you could certainly embed your Instagram feed in here.
Right.
So you could always use one of those Regram apps or tool. I think that's even part of the Instagram thing now, just to make it appear in your feed and just have your feed in there.
Yeah, I do love that photo album. There's a ton of people who have made and 3D printed my stuff. It's the Venom especially. I can't tell you how many people are, you know.
We are Venom.
Doing that. That whole thing going, man.
That's pretty good. Yeah, you've got a lot of media opportunities to take advantage of. I imagine as they get closer and teasing the new Avengers movie, you're going to have a lot of those downloads climbing as well.
So, Nico, I want to go back to the YouTube thing, because I really see an 80-20 here for you. If YouTube is already driving a bunch of traffic for you and you say, hey, I see a monster spike every time this guy with this bigger channel mentions me, are there other channel hosts like him that you could be taking advantage of or growing your own channel? What other opportunities there might be on YouTube if that's already a popular place for customers to find you?
Yeah, so there's this other guy, Joel Telling, and he's called the 3D Printing Nerd. And he's actually friends with another YouTuber that lives close to him called Punished Props. And what they do is they make stuff out of EVA foam. And they do YouTube collaborations all the time. And I'm trying to work with those guys as soon as I can. I know for a fact Joel Telling comes here to the Bay Area, to San Jose, to do the Bay Area Maker Faire. So when that comes in, Bay Area Maker Faire 2019, I'm for sure dressing up and saying, Joel, I 3D printed this. We need to work together.
Yeah, that's a good way to get in front of him.
Yeah, so I'm trying to grab his attention. I might become one of his patrons just so I can, hey, look at me. I want to work with you.
Yeah, that's a good way to get in front of him. Any other big 3D printing space or comic fans that would be... I just got to think we've only scratched the surface on YouTube if it's already driving results for you.
Don, the idea guy, YouTube.
What about the cosplayers themselves? Rather than going to somebody who kind of competes with you, what about somebody who would use the things that you produce?
So I met Yaya Han in San Francisco Comic Con this year, and I wanted to do a collaboration with her. I was going to do the Wasp inspired helmet from the movie that was just going to come out. And I said, hey, I'll make this for you. Don't worry about it. Just wear it. And then when they ask you where you got it, just say you got it from me. But it wasn't in the same scope of what she was doing currently. I think she's in the middle of doing tours for her cosplay. And so it just wasn't something that she was prioritizing currently. But she does follow me on Instagram and we talk. Super, super sweet.
So there are plenty of the professional level cosplayers who are looking for sponsorship deals of their own, but there are hundreds of up and comers who just want to get better at their craft. And I think if you go to those folks and just say, as a cosplayer, I want to give you this lifetime discount on any of the vials you buy through my site, because you'll get them using it and talking about it, but they'll also be paying you to use your stuff, versus somebody at Yaya Han's level is, I guarantee you, she's got sponsorship deals that she's trying to get going, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's some people below there that will have a need for it and can help you generate revenue as well. Everybody just got an audience. It's just the difference in the size of the audience.
So find other cosplayers and then give them a lifetime discount. That's a great idea.
If they have a 3D printer.
So a lot of cosplayers are going towards 3D printing because of the level of detail that it has. Plus, a lot of people, they're not very crafty. They're not good with their hands, but they're very mechanical. And 3D printing just bridges that gap with people who want nice cosplay costume, props to display in their house, so on and so forth, and people who just can't make them. So 3D printing bridges that gap and lets everyone just make the coolest stuff. And that's why I love it.
Nick brought up a good point where he kind of tossed in there, if they have a 3D printer. It brings me to another area. Are you doing anything with outsourcing your files to be printed? So if I come to your website and I think that Batman mask is really cool, but I don't have a 3D printer and I'm not going to buy one just to print that mask, do you have somebody you could connect me with? Is there a marketplace I can go to on your website to hire somebody who's got a printer to produce it for me?
So there are those marketplaces. I think there's one called 3D Hubs and Makerspace, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So those are 3D printing services where they connect you with someone who has a 3D printer. So those are places that can make stuff for you for people who don't have a 3D printer. But on a cosplay level, there isn't one that specializes in, hey, you have this Dark Knight cowl, I want this printed. The other stuff is more like machinery.
So it sounds like you have an opportunity to get money to act as the matchmaker for that. So they could be a sponsor. They could set you up with an affiliate program. There could be some sort of commission kickback that you get for any sales made through your site, because you could help facilitate those transactions. So I think there's a revenue play there for you as well. You might not want to get into that business, but you can provide the links out to those resources for people who want to get something printed but don't have their own printer yet.
Have you ever had people reach out and ask, yeah, I don't have a printer, but can I just buy it from you pre-made? Or here's my head size, can you make this helmet for me?
They have. They have.
What happens in that case? Do you do it? Do you have a process for making and shipping that stuff?
I'm so weary about doing that for two reasons. I don't want to get their head size incorrect. Because if they say, hey, my head size is 8 inches from ear to ear. Well, it's actually ear across your face to the other ear, which is a different measurement from linearly ear to ear, which is what I look for, because that's how I measure in my fabrication software. And not everybody has a caliper that they can measure ear to ear from and then give an actual linear measurement. So that's the first thing. So scaling's never going to be right. And I'd hate to send them something that's way too big or way too small. Second, people are super picky. Like if I send them, like, say, you know, the Batman cowl and they pay $200, they can be like, you know what? I don't like the way this nose looks, you know, so just, and being someone who wants to give the absolute most perfect quality, like if you paid me $200, I'm going to give you $400 worth of something. And if you said you're not happy with that, that's going to drive me up the wall. And I'm going to feel so bad. And I just try to just make stuff for myself. And if someone wants to buy it, I'd like for them to physically be there to say, hey, I like this. Can I buy this? Actually, matter of fact, today, someone purchased a half-face Venom from me and they were on my way to where I was going. And I showed them, I said, hey, here, does it fit? Yes. Okay, great. Do you like it? Yes, I love it. Awesome. Now you can pay me. Just because I don't want to be that person who gives a subpar quality product. Because that's not what my brand's about. If you're getting something that has Nico Industries on it, you're going to be 100 million percent happy with it.
Yeah, and you've got a good thing going with just selling the digital files, you know, almost no overhead to it. So, you know, starting a physical product, e-commerce operation, you know, where everything's custom is a different ballgame. Don, anything else on the traffic generation front before we dive into some different monetization ideas?
No, not really. Again, you want to try to utilize the ideas that help you sell more to your current customers, or help them bring you more customers just like them. So I would heavily participate in any of the costuming groups and hashtags, and Instagram, obviously, the YouTube stuff, make sure you're commenting there. You want to get your existing customers to help bring more of their friends in. So if any of them are going to buy these files to dress up to go to an event, they're probably not going alone. So if you're interacting with them and finding out what they're using these things for, you might be able to ask, hey, are you going to the event just by yourself, or are you going with a group? And they say, I'm going with a group. Hey, if you tell the people to come in and visit the site, I'll reward you somehow. Whether you've got a formal one or a formal rewards program or a one-to-one kind of a thank you gift, you just want to encourage them to bring their friends along for the ride.
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about the dollars and cents. So we're at, you say, $1,800 to $2,300 a month in revenue today. That's coming through a combination of Patreon patrons, you know, people supporting the business that way. It's coming through online shop sales of the digital files, the digital downloads, a little bit of affiliate revenue, a little bit of YouTube revenue, but obviously lots of different directions that we can go in this business revenue-wise. Don, anything immediately jumping out at you here?
Yeah, I noticed that Nico has the tutorial videos, and there's one in particular listed first on the page that's for this particular model of 3D printer, but I don't really see much more about that printer anyplace else. And I'm wondering if there's a relationship there to build, whether through an existing affiliate sales program that they might have, or through a special relationship that you can build with them individually to be rewarded when people buy one of these printers or the materials through your website. You know, can they place an order for a printer on your website or click a link to go place that order through that second party and you get rewarded for it?
So like sponsor, so say like the filament company, like sponsor them with the blueprint or a file?
Well, they could sponsor you. I mean, if people are coming to the website and they're downloading these files to print, they're going to have to use consumable materials to execute that. So if you've got sponsorship dollars from the filament company to say, hey, you bought this blueprint for a mask, now click here and buy the perfect filament to print it with, you're highlighting them as a preferred vendor, and that should have some value because you could be linking to every filament company, or you could just be sending them off to Amazon to buy filament. But if you're putting their logo and giving them a recommendation on your site, that could be worth some additional sponsorship dollars. So that's one place to go. The other is, would one of those companies be interested in partnering with you to come up with Nico Industries branded products? You know, could there be Nico filament that they buy from your site, but it's fulfilled through that company?
Yeah, that's where I was going. Like, is there a white label type of opportunity?
Oh boy, I wish. Uncle Jesse, my friend on YouTube, he has his own filament brand. It's really cool. It's got a, like a gunmetal gray. Anyway, I'm so proud of him, man. I'm so proud of him.
What's to stop you from doing that, to approaching that company or a different company?
I'm nowhere near as big as Uncle Jesse.
So that may not make a difference to the filament group, because if they're selling gray filament and all they have to do to brand it for Nico Industries is to slap a Nico Industries label on it, and they get you endorsing that product because you get a cut of the revenue sold from it, it's a no-brainer. They could private label this endlessly. Anybody could have their own brand.
This is true.
It's still gray filament for them, but for you and the people on your site and the people who trust you, it's Nico's filament.
Right, right.
I wouldn't let the, again, the size of the audience, your perceived version of what that value might be, speak for a sponsor. The sponsor writes the check. You don't get the right to checks for them. So you could certainly pitch them on that.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. I just thought I wasn't, you know, big enough. I don't have a big enough audience to approach them with that. Because I've done that before where I've approached a filament company saying, hey, I do this. I have this audience. They didn't even email me back. So I was like, oh, guess not.
Well, you may not have gotten the right person there. You never know. The other is, how many different filament companies are there?
A lot.
Like how many? 20? 100? 1,000?
Easy 20.
Easy 20. Who's number one?
Hatchbox.
Who's number two?
This Chinese company. Man, there's a bunch.
So somebody who's going to come in at number three or four on that list wants to be number one or number two. And part of the problem is, in this case, for the number two company, that Chinese company, you didn't even remember their name. Part of the way to get people to remember branded names is to get that name out there more. So if Nico Industries has a private labeled filament from that Japanese company, that's an opportunity for them to get their name out there and get people to remember that name.
Yeah, that's, I never thought of it that way. Yeah, you're right.
You've got a valuable audience. You've got an audience filled with people, no matter if it's 500 people or 50 people, they're the right 50 people to buy filament.
Yeah. And these guys, they use a lot of filament, because if you're going to build a full suit, you're easily buying 20 pounds of plastic.
Okay. So let me ask that. Maybe you can go with a different twist. Let's assume that it's the same filament that they sell to everybody else. It's just going to come on a spool with your logo on it. Okay. Just a sticker. So what if you went to the filament company and said, not only do I have this idea for this branded filament because I use you guys all the time and I love you and I've got X number of people coming to my website and they're definitely going to use this filament. What if you not only did a branded version for Nico Industries, but I could get my audience to subscribe to regular deliveries of filament? So you end up becoming the Dollar Shave Club of 3D printer filament.
Hey, that would be great.
Well, it's similar to your Patreon, where it's like, okay, you subscribe here and I'll get you a new file every month.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. It is.
But you don't even have to deal with the fulfillment, because you would process that order, tell the guys at the filament company you've got a new customer, and you pay them whatever their share is.
I don't even know why I didn't think of that.
But you build it up as through special arrangement, special connection, special relationship with this company. They're a preferred vendor. I use them for everything. I love them. I think you will too. You know, click here to buy one spool or sign up for our spool of the month club.
Yeah, that'd be a great extra revenue stream.
Well, it reminds me of a past guest who was doing motorcycle repair in his garage and making YouTube videos about it. And all of a sudden, Allstate reached out and was like, we would like to sponsor your channel and we'd like you to create some sponsored content for us. And all of a sudden that blew his, you know, revenue from turning wrenches and from selling, you know, the video tutorials on how to repair this model bike or this problem on this model bike, blew it out of the water. And it was like a crazy income stream that he never imagined, you know, starting out. So there's, I think there might be something there for sure. But Nico, with the stated goal to 10X the business, were there any revenue projects or were there any new initiatives that you were thinking could help move the needle toward that goal?
So far, the only thing I've been able to think of is being able to do a course on how to do this, because what I do is a very, very, very tiny microscopic part of the 3D printing industry. When I say you can 3D print anything, man, you can 3D print anything. I was on Yahoo and I saw that they just 3D printed a heart. I saw the other day that they 3D printed a castle in someone's backyard for his little girl. And I was like, you printed what? And it was amazing. And so I think we have only scratched the surface with what this technology can do. And so my niche is 3D printed armor, cosplay props for nerds like me. What I think people can do is they can create the same thing that I've done, just with a different niche. And so I'm in the process of creating a course on how to do that, working with the piano guy, Jacques. I just actually became friends with him on Facebook, got his course. Super nice guy, man. Just make sure when he calls you, you got your credit card ready.
Well, actually, no, that's actually a really interesting idea too, to say, hey, look, you can replicate what I've done just in a different space, like still in 3D printing, just in a different niche of it. No, I like that one.
You could certainly be creating your own competition at that level too.
Right. So I already have a lot of competition. And the thing is, I learned this from one of Nick's podcasts, is that there's so many people out there. When Side Hustle School came on is what Nick said. But no, there's so much. Just because they listen to Side Hustle School, and I do listen to Side Hustle School, but I listen to Nick too. I listen to Pat Flynn. You know what I mean? There's so much. Yeah, there's competition out there, but I don't see it as competition. I see it as it's a validation for what I'm doing. And so that's why when I created my website for the 3D Printed Profits, just because that there's going to be someone who can possibly be my competition, I won't see him as competition. Be like, hey, this is legit. And 3D printing is coming and it's going to exponentially explode within the next 5-7 years.
I'm with you on the 3D printing. I've been an early follower of the technology. The things they're doing in the medical industry have been impressive. They are printing organs, they're printing ears. I just saw an article the other day about a building company that is now in South America, I think. They are 3D printing buildings, homes for people.
Low income
housing, yeah. So it is amazing. And there is that truism that a rising tide lifts all boats. But also, when Side Hustle School started, Nick didn't train him to do that. So just be wary that if you're the expert in it and you're training the next generation of these, you're going to be imparting your wisdom as well. That's all.
Sure.
It just depends on where you want to earn the revenue, from the training and helping build the industry or from the site here. Right now, I just wanted to kind of bounce around some more ideas on this site. One of the things that will help separate you from competition is branding more things as Nico. So we talked about the private label supplies, but on your website, you talk about downloading files or 3D files. And I'm thinking that you could call the files something that match better with your branded name of Nico Industries, that is, you know, industrial. So you could talk about blueprints or plans or, you know, secret specification sheets, you know, something that kind of plays into the characters and the environment that you're selling within.
Yeah, you know, Don, I think you're an Avenger, man, with these ideas. you're like part of the Justice League of ideas.
I'm Batman's always been an idea guy.
Yeah, he has. Give Batman enough prep time, he'll defeat anybody.
That's right. He's the idea guy. So am I. I couldn't be Superman. I couldn't fly. So I could be Batman. But yeah, just kind of rebrand some of these things that are on the site to fit and conform with your overall brand of Nico Industries.
Yeah. So instead of calling them files, call them like blueprints, right?
Yeah. Blueprints, spec sheets, go full Tony Stark on this, you know,
oh, yeah.
Check out the things that he calls his diagrams and drawings and certainly go with that. Maybe some of the items that you post are from the secret files of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, that's a good one.
Something else along the lines of the branded supplies would be to connect more with the equipment groups. So you might have a harder time trying to sell a 3D printing company on creating a branded 3D printer for you, but you might be able to connect with them in a mutually beneficial relationship to co-promote some things. For instance, if somebody buys a 3D printer, the first thing they're going to want to do is print some stuff in 3D. So what if you reached out to your favorite 3D printing company and offered to supply new buyers of one of their pieces of equipment with a free download or free downloads? You could build a landing page for them to come to after they buy the printer. You know, maybe there's a postcard inside the box, or it's an email that they get after they make their purchase, and it takes them to a landing page that you build, you own. It's branded for Nico, but it's got the 3D printing company's logo prominently featured and a selection of maybe four or five files, blueprints that they could download as a free thank you gift for buying that printer. They get added to your mailing list. You've got a new generation of 3D printer owners that you can sell to over and above what they might download as a gift from the printing company.
Dude, that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I really like that one. Even as an affiliate play, if there is such a thing for these different companies or if they're available on Amazon, they order it through my link and get this free download. But the collaboration with the printers, like the little, you know, like Don was saying, the postcard insert could be a cool way to reach, you know, a huge audience who's never heard of you.
Yeah, it's almost like double dipping with the affiliate, you know, because they pay you for the sale for, say I do it for a filament company and they pay me for the sale. And then at the thank you, when they buy it, now they're going to be buying from me, and it's like traffic from them, from buying from them.
Well, I think you've got two versions of this idea that you can run simultaneously. So one is Nick's,
for sure.
One is Nick's spin on this, where you could simply have a page on the site where they use an affiliate link to buy it from Amazon or somebody else that's using your link. You get paid as soon as they buy it. You say, hey, just shoot me a copy of your receipt and I'll give you access to X number of free templates. And now you've got the affiliate commission plus whatever additional you can sell them from your Welcome to the Club landing page. Then on the opposite side, you've got the connection with the printing company, the printer company, to say, put this postcard in your box, email it to anybody who bought a printer, and just say, hey, as a thank you for buying this, we're going to give you access to a couple of free files to download. Just go to myfree3dprinterfiles.com and sign up to get your templates. In this manner, you're going to get people added to your list who are interested in adding to their archive of printable files from people that you don't even know because they came in through a different doorway. They came in through that printer's doorway.
Yeah, and it's nothing but a value add for them because it's like, oh, now they get something free to print. Like, it's a cool bonus for the company.
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea, man. Definitely.
Yeah. You know, we also talked about how cool the 3D printing industry is. Have you thought about you participating as a walking, talking, live testimonial for these guys at the trade shows they go to? So if you've got a 3D printer company that is going after the medical industry or the building industry or the manufacturing industry, they're going to trade shows to try and win over new customers. And when they go to the trade show, they've got a booth set up and they've got banners hung up and they've probably got free trinkets with their logo on it to give away, and they've got a demo running on the printer that's there. What if they brought in a celebrity? You know, what if they brought in Nico Industries to basically act as a live demo, and you're printing up cool stuff that you can hand out to the people who are visiting the booth, and people can ask you questions as a customer of this printer company. You know, what's the downtime? You know, how fast do you run through supplies? How's the customer service response time? They could pay you to go out to these events and be part of their showcase.
Yeah, you know, so that's something that wouldn't even have crossed my mind, but that is something that I definitely can do. I do need ideas for what I'm going to do when I go to Maker Faire for the Bay Area for 2019. So I'm definitely going to look more into that, working with 3D printing distributors. There is one that I work with when I bought my fleet of 3D printers. He's based out of Houston. And so I'm definitely going to reach out to him and say, hey, what can we do for the Bay Area Maker Faire so we can both benefit from this?
Yeah, I mean, if you're hanging out with your Venom blown apart mask at their booth, you better believe that's an attention getter for them. Or even just having it sit on the table, you're going to do a double take at that for sure. I know, Don, you could go on for days with this stuff, but anything else very, you know, that you're dying to get off your chest before we wrap up?
Hit the main ones I wanted to. I think you've got an endless array of directions you could take this. The specialization in the costuming, I think, is just awesome. I think you've got a hot market picked out. I do think it's just a matter of getting your current customers who love what you're doing to tell more people like them. So when you know the reasons they came to your site to buy, not just that, oh, I'm a fan of this superhero, so I'm going to buy this mask, but to say, I bought this mask for Halloween, or I bought it for a party, or we're going to the next Avengers premiere and we're dressing up. Those kinds of things that you can learn about why your customers made their past purchases will help you track down the people who will make their next 1,000 purchases from you.
I should do a survey, a post-purchase survey.
Or it's a question during your checkout.
Or I can just ask my group.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy enough to do. Ask the 5,000 people who already follow you on Facebook.
Those guys are the best, man. I love all of them. They're like family. We joke around. It's such a good community. I was able to be a mod by myself with like 4,800 people. And they're like, you're the only admin? Like, yeah, I don't need to. It's a great culture. Great group of guys that are in there. Now, men and women.
So we shot a lot of ideas at you. Is there one or two that are at the top of your list that you drew a star next to that you're going to rush out and give a try?
Yeah, definitely. So a few things that have stood out. Definitely the thank you file for sponsoring other companies, like the 3D printer that I use and the filament that I use. I love the idea of double dipping when it comes to getting traffic and getting affiliate sales. Also, the photo album, just to, you know, give back to the community, because when you showcase other people on a famous website, to them, you know, this is famous, and it just makes them feel good. So it's good at community building. And a stamp card, for sure. When they buy X number of whatever, they get an exclusive one that they can't get in the shop. I love that. Love that. And then the easy ones that are like, you know, like watermarking the photos, making sure that my URL is on the photo. That way they know where to get it when they want to get it. Those ones for sure are going to be the easy ones to implement and get off on a good start.
Sounds good. Well, I'm excited to see where you take this. Again, nicoindustries.com. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of gap in between recording and publication so I can follow up and see what the early results are from implementing some of Don the Idea Guy's suggestions. Again, dontheideaguy.com, possessing creative powers beyond those of mere mortals. Don, thanks again for joining us, and we'll catch up with both of you guys soon. There's no question that Nico has picked up a ton of different skills, from 3D printing to creating his blueprint files to building an online store to shooting and editing videos for YouTube. And the thing I want to point out is that he wasn't born knowing how to do this stuff, which is where today's sponsor, Skillshare.com, comes in, because everything is learnable. On Skillshare, you can learn all of those skills and more. The online on-demand education platform has more than 20,000 classes taught by practicing experts. I want to invite you to join the millions of professionals and side hustlers who are leveling up their skills to advance their careers and grow their businesses. Check out the extensive catalog for yourself at skillshare.com/sidehustle. You'll get unlimited access to all these classes for a low monthly price, meaning you'll never have to pay per class again. And on top of that, Side Hustle Show listeners can try Skillshare for 2 months for just 99 cents. I think you're going to love it. Go to skillshare.com/sidehustle to get started today. That's skillshare.com/sidehustle for 2 months of unlimited access for just 99 cents. So as promised, I wanted to give an update on where Nico is at. Just in the couple weeks since we recorded, his overall revenue has doubled in that time, mainly thanks to adding a couple higher tiers to his Patreon campaign, where now fans can pay him up to $120 a month, where I think before the highest tier he had was $27. So I'm excited to see Nico giving more value to his audience over there and to see such a positive reaction right out of the gate. Of course, we covered a lot of ground here between partnerships with YouTubers in the cosplay and 3D printing space, partnerships and affiliate relationships in the hardware and filament space, the opportunity to sell physical products on Etsy and other marketplaces, and Nico's own 3D printing business course too. And after we stopped recording, I should note that Dawn went on for another half an hour. So definitely a lot of directions that Nico can go. So I'm excited to see where he takes this over the next year. And I should probably tell you the story of how we met. So I organized a meetup for Side Hustle Nation, a local meetup in Oakland last winter. And I walk into the restaurant and a few people are already standing around talking at this big table that I've reserved. But sitting there on the table is this life-size mask or helmet that looks like Iron Man. And I walk up and Nico says, "Nick, this is for you. Try it on. This is a thank you for your podcast and how much it's helped me." And sure enough, I try it on. It fits over my head. It's got these little light up LED eyes. It's like super legit. So I bring it back home and my 2.5-year-old son is in love with it. He calls it the Batman mask. He doesn't know his superhero. He calls it Spider-Man. But he puts it on and always needs to find, for some reason, like some ski gloves to wear with it. So he's walking around with his ski gloves up in the sky and he says, "I have a mask. I'm scary." And he's bumping into stuff because he can't see out. It's pretty awesome. So thank you, Nico, for that, for bringing joy to our house and I'm sure to many others as well. That's it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be good to each other. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.